Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel. I'm so excited today to bring you another group of amazing women podcasters. You just need to meet every single one of them. Some of them I've known for years and have collaborated with them. They're awesome collaborators. And now I'm also going to be able to meet them in person at PodFest. Yes, I've invited each of them to join me in the Women in Podcasting track at PodFest. PodFest is happening May 26th to 29th in Orlando, Florida. You can click the link in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. You'll be able to get 20% off your tickets and join us there. Oh, it's going to be so exciting to see people live and in person. But today I want to introduce you to each of them. Not all of them can make it in this episode. Some of them I'll be having in a separate episode. It was hard to get, there's 10 of us. So it was hard to get all of us in one day, but you'll be able to get to meet all of them before PodFest. And then when you get to PodFest, it's going to make it even better because you'll be acquainted with each of them. But even if you can't make it to PodFest, please join us for this episode. Listen to the interview because you're going to want to connect with them anyways. I'll have links to each of them in the show notes so that you can get connected. Enjoy this interview with my PodFest Women in Podcasting track speakers.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
Wow, we are going to have such a good time in Florida at PodFest, but for now, I want everybody to meet you, even if they can't make it to PodFest. I'd like for them to be introduced to you so they can connect with you. So let's start with Martine. Introduce yourself and let everybody know who you are.
Thank you, Jennifer. Very excited to be here. Can't wait for Florida. My name is Martine Cadet. I'm a content creator and strategist. What I help with my clients with is creating content that converts organically. It's all about the quality, not the quantity, right? And so I'm excited to share my tips and my information in regards to creating great content for you to promote your podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Martine. Up next, Tiffany Kane. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Kane. I'm the Heck Yes Coach. I have two podcasts because I love podcasting and I'm a little crazy. And I love coaching people on creating their own podcast. So one of my podcasts is Radical Audacity in Love and Life, living that amazing radical life. And my other one is Mastering the Podcaster Mindset, specifically for podcasters and our big mindset issues that we all have to work through to continually crank out our amazing content and connect with our audience.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Kim Seltzer, introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Kimmy Seltzer, and I am a dating strategist, confidence therapist, and image expert. And I know that's a mouthful, but it's all to say that I help people look and feel their best so they attract what they want. And I have a podcast called The Charisma Quotient. And what I'm going to be talking about is how to sell high ticket coaching to really like increase your sales and convey a know, like, and trust factor so that people want to move on with you. And on top of it, how to look and feel your best while you're on camera, while doing podcasting too, because it's all part of attraction, right? So that's what I'll be doing.
Thank you, Kimmy. Up next, Michelle Abraham. Come on up.
Hey, everyone. Michelle Abraham here. I'm the founder of Amplify You, where we help entrepreneurs launch, manage, and market their podcasts so that they can have a more successful business and grow their business with that like no trust factor, using podcasts to grow their audience. So I've been podcasting for a long time, started in 2012, and just excited to see the growth in the podcasting space. And I'm really excited to share some of the things around mindset of podcasting. And it took me 4 years to launch my podcast, guys. I want to just share some of the things that I see still happening and stopping people with brilliant messages and just to get it out there in the world. So there's a lot of things that hold people back, and it's all those same things that held me back as well. So excited to be here, and thanks for having me.
Yay. And Michelle was just on my local podcast panel, which was for the Fraser Valley. That's sort of the area where I live in. We live in the same general region around Vancouver, BC, Canada. And Michelle was so awesome on that panel. I just had to invite her. She's a well-known podcast consultant and service provider in Canada here and throughout the US. So I'm so thrilled, but it's going to take me three flights. Is it taking you three flights to get there, Michelle?
Taking me two podcast? Flights, but yes. And a ferry though. And a ferry. I got to get to the ferry first and then the flight. So yeah. We're going a long journey together. I'm so grateful for that.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be worth it.
For sure.
Up next, Melanie Benson, tell us about you and your podcast.
Hey, Jennifer, I'm so excited to be a part of this amazing panel. Melanie Benson, I'm known as an authority amplifier for expert-based entrepreneurs, and my podcast is Amplify Your Success. I like to highlight people who have found a way to amplify the reach of their message and to be able to make a greater difference and grow their profits and scale their business in the process. So that's the people we feature. That's the audience we create and connect with. And I can't wait to share some of the tips I've learned about leveraging other people's podcasts and audiences to help people grow their podcast.
Oh, that's amazing. And your podcast is one of my favorites of all time. Oh. I love your podcast.
Thank you.
Amplify Your Success. It is so awesome. And you pump out those, since I've known you, you have regularly pumped out your episodes, a really good example of consistency. So thanks for being here and thanks for joining us in Florida. We're going to have so much fun. All right. So who's up to us? Oh, Marion Blinkoff. Yes. Marion is a producer, you guys. And I'm so excited she's here with us. Marion, introduce yourself. Tell us about you and your podcast.
Hi, beautiful, powerful ladies. This is such a treat for me. Unlike the rest of you, I am behind the scenes. I don't have my own podcast, but I am the podcast producer of my husband's podcast called Life of Awesome, which, as you all know, it takes a village. So it is a family affair. But I am not on camera normally. I am not in front of the camera. I am not in front of my voice of the podcast, but I am behind the scenes. Life of Awesome was born out of the pandemic, realizing that the need, I'll tell you, similar to Michelle, this was a podcast in the works 4 years ago when my husband was on another very successful podcast called Don't Keep Your Day Job by Kathy Heller. And to this day, it's one of her most best performed podcast episodes, which is in good company. So she was saying way back then, Saul, you have to start a podcast. So 4 years in the making, here we are, Life of Awesome, launched a year ago. We just celebrated our one-year mark. And it's really celebrating the successes of everyday life. It's celebrating successful people, but who are not only successful at their careers, but really successful at life. And talking about meaning and fulfillment through storytelling and examples of wisdom through movies and film and animation. My husband's a storyteller at Disney. And that's where he's spent most of his career. Me too, the early days. Now I'm a mother of four and a pandemic puppy mom. And I'm helping him behind the scenes, producing podcasts, getting our interviews out there, getting him out there, as well as putting the messages out there on social media. So I'm thrilled and honored to be a newbie among you beautiful women on this panel. Thank you, Jennifer, for having me.
Oh, so thrilled you're here. And we've been connected for a couple of years through the Women on Podcasting group on Facebook, and I love seeing Saul's stuff pop up. You guys do such a great job. It's so positive and just really energizing. So thanks for sharing your voice. All of you have amazing podcasts. I'm just so thrilled that we're all going to get to meet in person. And so what I want to ask you now is, because of my podcast and fill in the blank, you know, how are you helping people, reaching people? How is it helping your business too? So give us any insights you want to share so that people can really see how a podcast can help them if they don't have a podcast yet, or for those who have a podcast, maybe they're struggling, and anything you say could really help them. Martine, fill in the blanks.
Because of my podcast. Well, before I fill in the blanks, I have to talk about my podcast. I didn't even know mention it when I did my intro. And so my podcast is called Visualize and Create. It's essentially what I have used. That's my motto, sitting in my 9-to-5 cubicle when the light bulb turned on. And I'm like, okay, I have to start visualizing, where else can I be other than this cubicle? And I started to create. And so my podcast is all about curating amazing people from all walks of life to come through and talk about how they've been able to create their lifestyle, whether it's their business or health or whatnot, and by visualizing it first and creating it. And so because of my podcast, I've had the opportunity to really build on my speaking business and also building my confidence, right, as an entrepreneur, being out there and really getting better at networking, I have to say. And I'll leave you with this, because of my podcast, I'm filling two blanks here. I've been able to convert clients. I'm not going to lie. It's happened. And I love being on podcasts myself as a guest. It's such a great medium to build a personal brand. And so I filled in the blanks, I think. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Martine. Yes. And you bring so much energy too. It's really a fun podcast to listen to. Thank you so much. So Tiffany Kane.
This question is so amazing and rich and juicy. And I could talk for hours probably about, because of my podcast. I feel like every single thing in my life has changed from the ground roots level of my personal confidence, my personal opening my circle of friends and influence, and that just the people, you know, when you bring people on your podcast and they're experts in their field, it's like getting a college course every single time somebody comes in. So I feel richer just personally because of my podcast. I get to reach out to people, amazing authors, amazing coaches, amazing people that are just overcoming so many things in their life that I would never have reached out for had I just stayed in my public education career. Because of my podcast, I am not signing a new contract for my public education career. And I'm going full time into my business that I got to start because of my podcast, which is a media production company helping people tell their stories and get their voices out. I specialize with women in their second act, kind of how I'm in my second act, who are waking up and saying, wait, okay, I've done everything I should do. And it just doesn't quite feel right. Life is a little bit gray. I want to live in Technicolor. How do I do that? And so I am the Heck Yes Coach, helping people to live life in Technicolor, helping people to live life beautifully. And so many times that happens because of a podcast, because we get to tell our stories. And I can continue talking, but I'm going to let some of the other ladies talk. But yeah, you can tell I just love podcasting.
Awesome. And I just loved it. We probably, you and I might know each other the least amount of time, but we connected right away and we got on an interview together and we were like geeking out about mics. You can hear that episode in the womeninpodcasting.show. You can go listen to that episode if you want to know more about mics. Tiffany brought all her expertise. It was such a fun episode. So up next, Kimmy Seltzer.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that I'm going after you, Tiffany, because you were the person, you live and breathe Technicolor. I just want to like highlight the fact she walks the walk and talks the talk. We just did a podcast together. And that is one of the advantages of, you know, having a podcast is connecting with amazing people. I mean, I think I'm echoing everything that everyone's saying, but because of my podcast, the networking and the connections that have been made have been just off the charts, you know, and I've been doing this for about 5-6 years. And because of that, also how I've been elevating my voice, you know, on top of it as an expert, as an influencer, but also the know, like, and trust factors I was talking about before with my clients. So I think the biggest advantage for me that I found is that sales is so much easier when they listen to your podcast, right? Because they actually use my language. I don't even have to when I'm on a sales call. So if you are selling a high ticket coaching program, it's almost like effortless you know, if they want to move on and be with you. Just a cute, funny story to end on. I was picking up a call the other day where I offer these free breakthrough calls, right? And that's where really I sell. And there was this woman, her name was Betsy. And I said, "Hi, Betsy, how are you?" And there was just nothing on the other line. I thought, you know, maybe I had the wrong number. And all of a sudden she's like, no, don't hang up. It's just that I've been listening to you for so long. Like, I just got freaked out that you said my name. And it was like, that's the kind of thing that happens over and over again, where it, you know, it's like you're everybody's friend and they really trust you. So to me, that's priceless. And, you know, if anyone, I encourage anyone who is thinking about using their podcast to leverage their coaching program, there's nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a great point. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Up next is Michelle Abraham.
Sure. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can also echo everything all these ladies are saying. Because of my podcast, I've been able to speak in 7 different countries about podcasting. I've been able to launch 300 shows and help 300 people's voices be heard and make an impact in their world. And because of my podcast, I'm now able to, this is funny. Just what Tiffany was saying, I think because of my podcast, one of them is called Blissful Parenting. And I do that podcast purely because I become a much better parent. There's no other reason for doing that podcast other than I get to glean all the expertise of these amazing parenting experts hour after hour each week. It's awesome. My other podcast, Amplify You, is really the tool I use to grow my business. And I love that. I wouldn't have been able to grow my business without the podcast first. So using the podcast, I've been able to offer and lead with service. So that's the main thing for me. Because of my podcast, I get to lead with service. I've never had a no to, "Would you like to come and be on my podcast?" It is like the best question you can ask to open doors and start relationships and get to know people on an accelerated level. Having an hour of hot conversation on a podcast is like 10 coffee dates all in one. So there's been so many collaborations in my business that would not be where it is without the collaborations that have come from meeting people and interviewing them or going on other shows and being interviewed on podcasts.
Oh, that's so awesome. You know, Michelle, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but through the pandemic, I had 3 different people contact me saying, "Remember that workshop you had with Michelle Abraham way back in, what was it, 2013? I finally started my podcast." Three people.
That's awesome. So
it's just incredible. The connections we make through this medium is just amazing. Melanie Benson, because of my podcast.
I have so many things I could share. I've been podcasting since podcasting really started, like 10, 11 years ago. I'm on my 2nd podcast. And one of the things I can say about because of my podcast, I was able to transform the road warrior mode of being everywhere to speak and share my message, which wasn't what I wanted anymore, to having a way to share my message from like one room where I don't have to get on a plane and I'm impacting the lives of people all over the world. Like my show, I feel so grateful. It's steadily staying in the 1.5% range of top podcasts all over the world. We're in about 30 or 40 countries now. I can't even keep track. But it is so fulfilling to know that I'm able to transform lives and not have to leave my desk anymore. The other thing that I'll just echo a couple really extraordinary insights that has already been shared. My podcast is like my warm-up act. And I have found accidentally, like I didn't really start, I started my podcast to open up collaboration opportunities. That's truly what I started for. I wanted to collaborate with other people. I knew it was one of the most impactful ways to give an opportunity, a platform to somebody else and to open up that energy of reciprocity. And I just knew, like, I knew it was going to be an easy way to create new collaboration partners. What happened as a result of starting my podcast was how many times somebody would hear me speak on someone else's podcast. They would come binge my podcast and then say, "How do I hire you?" And so I felt like it was just such a powerful authority and credibility enhancement process. It just kept me going. And thank you, Jennifer, for that lovely compliment. We have a machine called How Do We Produce the Podcast? And I think it's one of the things that helps the podcast be successful is the podcast goes out with or without me. Like it's just going to go. And having a machine built around it, I think is one of the little secrets to having a podcast that keeps growing and you don't get into that pod fade mode. So I could share a gazillion other tips and insights, but I'll save them for when we get to PodFest.
Yes, yes. I hope everyone can join us at PodFest. So thank you so much, Melanie. I love your points too. I mean, everybody we've interviewed, we've stayed in touch with and done amazing collaborations with. That interview really forms a bond. I know you and Martine were some of the first ones we had on our Inspiring Influencers podcast. And you guys were such pros. And you know, Melanie, you've helped me over the years. I remember when I first learned about audiograms, I said to Melanie, how are you doing that? What is that? And she said, oh, it's called an audiogram. Use Headliner to generate audiograms. So, oh, Melanie, you've been such a help to me. And so up next, Marian Blinkoff, tell us because of my podcast.
Wow. I'm so inspired by what everyone just shared. And there's so many directions to go in here. But similar to Melanie, my husband, Saul, had a speaking career prior to the podcast. He traveled the world. I got to travel a bit with him as well and book those gigs, sharing his story. It's basically called my Disney tale of how he achieved his dream of becoming a Disney animator. But what happened and what unpacked and what unfolded was as he was sharing his story, and people were asking, why aren't you on a TED talk? Or why aren't you having written your book? Or why don't you have a podcast? He was realizing as he was sharing his story, messages that he was struggling through at the time. It could have been parenting lessons. It could have been career advice. It could have been marriage stuff. It could have just been self-growth and self-improvement. So as he writes his episodes, I noticed a growth in him, which is very beautiful and personal to me, that he's reminding himself what he needs to hear. And he's bringing on guests, like for instance, part of his Disney tale story. And if you come to PodFest, you'll hear it on Friday. He's sharing it on the main stage, is that he saw a movie that changed his life, a few of them. And I'm not going to take you through the whole story of how he wanted to become a director. And then he realized you could combine directing and animation, and he wanted to become an animator. And then he saw the movie that did it all, because he didn't get into Disney right away on his first time, his second time, his third time. He did. Similar to the movie Rudy. Have you ever heard that one? Yeah. A lot of thumbs up. So it's the movie of the football player who's 5 feet nothing. He's got not a speck of athletic ability, and he wants to play football for Notre Dame. He's not even all that smart, but he perseveres and he doesn't give up on his dream. Similar to my husband. Hence, Rudy Rudiger, the real Rudy, was our first guest on the podcast, which was super meaningful personally and professionally. I used to be a producer at Disney, and I took a hiatus as a mom of four, and I was home raising my children. But it's been really impactful to see not only Saul inviting certain guests that had an impact on his life personally, but now that we've opened the doors of networking and collaborating. And I recommend to all your listeners to get on Clubhouse. That was a really, really good outlet for us to share on stages and get on other people's podcasts and just get the message out there. I think, you know, everyone has a stage with a voice, podcast, Clubhouse stage, jumping on social media and sharing your voice, that it's really important to remember and remind ourselves everyone has a story to share and everyone has an impact to make and everyone has growth to get through on their own. So it's a beautiful combination. I think podcasting has really opened the doors for more personal and self-growth development, as well as making incredible connections along the way.
Oh, so inspiring. Yeah. You guys just inspire Paul and I so much. We need to swap interviews still too. Yeah. All right. So I wanted to just close today's episode just by getting your last thoughts. Anything you want to add? Let's start with Tiffany. Tiffany, anything you want to add?
I want to add what an honor it is to be with these amazing, inspiring women. Because of you, Jennifer, I have had the privilege of having several of these women on my podcast. I've been on their podcast. It's so exciting to be meeting new powerful, beautiful, influential women that are making a difference in the world and are getting more women's stories told. And that to me is the biggest honor of all. We're not being left out of the history books anymore. We now have a platform and we are making the difference in the world in the way that women should make a difference in the world. And that's just really exciting. If more people would like to get in touch with me, I do have a video course that I'm giving for free, which is about how having a podcast can help you to have a five-figure course launch. And just like you've heard so many people talk in this group, it's kind of like it's a natural, people just want to buy what from you when you do a good job with your podcast because they feel so connected. And so I have a little video course about that that I'd love to share with your audience.
Oh, that's such a wonderful gift. Thank you so much. I'll make sure to put the link to that in the show notes. Thank you for sharing. And thanks so much for your kind words. You know, I just love creating communities and I love connecting people. And, you know, I'm not the most confident person. I've always struggled with my self-esteem and, you know, have all the issues, anxiety and things like that. But you know what? Just showing up, if you just get yourself to show up, that is 80%, as they say, right? Just showing up is 80%. And then if you can just show up, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? And that's what I love about our community. We've just all accepted each other. And, you know, I feel like I found my home. This is totally my tribe. So I'm so honored as well to have all of you here. So Martine.
Yes, this is what I would love to leave everybody with, you listening right now. Your voice is powerful, okay? And I have to tell you, even for me, Jennifer, I could definitely relate when you say, you know, I was never that type that was confident and loud. And you mentioned at the top of the conversation, the energy, right? That developed over time. And as a result of making the decision of showing up authentically, myself, because for a long time, for you listening, the takeaway here is, and first of all, come to podcast to see us so you can build that confidence to share your podcast and start it if you haven't done so yet. What's important is showing up as yourself and letting yourself also evolve, right, over time, because the podcast and sharing your voice and having other people come on and having those conversations is going to help your self-development. And so I'm all about content, right? I'm a social media creator and strategist. And so what I'd love to share with you is my mini book. It's my very first one. It's called Content to Conversion. It's social media content for beginners. And so if you're stuck trying to figure out how to show up, right? This is the great book for you. It's 34 pages. So very easy to read. I give you a framework. And if you come to PodFest, I'll answer your questions if you have any.
Oh, I love that so much. What a nice gift. That's so nice. Thank you. I'll make sure to put that link in the show notes as well at womeninpodcasting.show. And I just want to let everybody know, Martine is going to be leading a whole segment, a whole breakout session, you guys. You can just come and see Martine at the Women in Podcasting track at PodFest and get to meet her and see her speak and get all her tips. She is amazing. So up next, Kimmy Seltzer. Do you have anything to add? Any final words?
Final words of wisdom. Well, you know, it's funny, the power of not only connection, but the synergy. And that's why I love, like, there's a message that's collective here, because I was going to say the same thing about connection and the power of networking. And, you know, my tagline on my podcast of the Charisma Quotient is to build confidence, make connections, and find love. And I find that what shows up in dating shows up in business, right? And how we use connection to build our confidence, right? And to create love. And it can be love for women, love for, you know, it comes in many, you know, forms. But one of the things that I find so powerful is when you have those connections, because entrepreneurship is such a lonely field. Like, we all get into it thinking we're going to have these like open, flexible lives, yet it can be really lonely. And so when you have opportunities like this to connect on a podcast, at PodFest, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. The energy that comes from it. So what I want to offer is when it comes to networking and first impressions, I'm really big on style because I am an image consultant. And this does pertain to when you're networking in a group, but also when you're on a podcast and how that also can make a great first impression. So I have a style guide that I'd like to offer everybody so that you know what flatters your figure, what to stay away from, what colors to wear, all of that. And you just can go to kimmyseltzer.com/style to pick that up.
Oh, nice. That's perfect. I'll put a link to it in the show notes too, just for everyone's convenience. But thank you so much, Kimmy. All right. Michelle Abraham, any closing words?
Oh my gosh. It just seems all about connection. And it's so true. Like, I can't say enough about the power of connection through podcasting. That's so, so impactful and so powerful. And I just want to say the whole rest of the podcast industry is really focused on download numbers. But I think us women in podcasting have it right. We're focused on the relationships, right? And the relationships that you can make through the podcast. And I think that's why us women do so well at that, right? We're natural connectors. We naturally want to see each other succeed. So my one advice is don't wait till it's perfect to start a podcast if you haven't started it yet. And don't give up if you have started it and they're running out of steam. It doesn't need to pod fade out, which means you stop after a few episodes. All it takes is a little refresh, reignition, realignment with what you really want to talk about and keep going. So don't wait 4 years like I did to start your podcast. Your voice and your message is much needed in this world. And I have a profitable podcaster toolkit that I'd love to offer everyone. And inside there is actually a 21 days where I helped one of my clients go from idea to launching your podcast, plus tons of tools and tips and templates and all sorts of crazy stuff, plus some tickets to some other things we have, like the podcast sales machine and Podapalooza. So that's all inside the podcaster's toolkit. So please join me there. And I can't wait to see you guys at PodFest. And if you need some help with your show notes, I'm doing a workshop at PodFest about how to do great show notes. So come and join me there as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Michelle, you're going to be on our mindset panel, right? Podcasting mindset.
That's right.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Wonderful. Thanks. Melanie Benson, closing words?
I second the whole community. That was like one of the special bonus gifts from starting a podcast. But I actually want to just kind of part with a slightly different idea. And that is, for most of us, especially a lot of the clients I work with, we know that there's something much bigger than us that's guiding us to show up every day, to get our message out in a bigger way. And I specialize in helping people that feel like a best kept secret become like a go-to authority in their field. A podcast is one of the most powerful ways that you can stretch into that greater capacity to make a difference in the world and monetize your work. And I just can't say enough that if you've been holding back from stepping into that podcast and starting that podcast or being consistent with that podcast, the world needs what you do and who you are. There are people that are searching for and craving and struggling with something that you are put on this planet to do. So get that podcast going. And if you're not ready to do a podcast, get on other people's podcasts, because we need to make a greater difference. We can come together and collectively impact the world. My tip, my resource that I would love to share is I have a framework that I have been using successfully for 15 years now, and I now teach to my clients. It's a 7-step framework to leverage other people's audiences. Podcasts are one of them, to add another $125,000 to your business or more each year. And I would love to share it with you. If you head to amplifywithmelanie.com, you can get it for free. And I know, Jennifer, you'll link it up in the collective group of resources as well. It's a very powerful, it's a proven strategy that I use over and over and over again, whether I want to ramp things up or I'm starting something new, I use that same framework.
Oh, what an amazing gift. Thank you so much, Melanie. And Melanie Benson is going to be another one of our breakout speakers, our breakout sessions, all about OPP, right? What is the title again of your session?
How to leverage OPP, other people's podcasts, to add another 6 figures to your business, or maybe even 7, depending on where you're at in your trajectory right now.
So fun. That's going to be so awesome. I can't wait for that session. I can't wait for all the panels and sessions. I'm so excited. Marian Blinkoff, any closing words?
I'd just like to say that I'm just fully inspired. I cannot wait for PodFest to see you all on your stages, on the panels, and just take notes, because I'm like right here in my brain. But I just want to say that I want to remind all of your listeners just to make sure, and we reflect and we remind ourselves every day that no two people are alike. Everyone has unique purpose. Everyone has unique story. And there's this quote I love to share. We share with our kids. Margaret Mead says, "You're unique and special, just like everyone else. You're unique and special, but so is everyone else. You're part of a larger whole, like this women in podcasting community. We need each other. We need to lean on each other." And my husband gives this great example of the example in Lion King, taking responsibility. You know, sure. Also, should mention, I'm cutting up together this footage. He was just in the World Happiness Summit, which is a huge honor to be part of down in Miami. And, you know, the ultimate message is, yes, happiness is a choice. But I also want to remind everyone that taking responsibility is a choice. And it's living a life of purpose, living a life of meaning, living a life of serving is much bigger than all of us. And it's a bigger opportunity for happiness. And that's where it really comes from. Taking responsibility for the world through podcasting is a huge outlet for that.
Oh, so wonderful. So much wisdom here. So much wisdom. And the women are getting the party started at PodFest. Our session is going to be on May 26th, the Thursday, May 26th from 1:30 till 5. PodFest itself goes from May 26th through the 29th. So we really hope you can join us there. But otherwise, connect with these women. I'm going to have links to all of them and all their socials and their websites in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, everyone. Tiffany, Michelle, Martine, Melanie, Kimmy, and Marion. Bye for now. Okay, so don't forget to join us in Florida if you can make it, and click the link in the show notes at www.womeninpodcasting.show for 20% off your ticket price. I would love to see you there at PodFest Expo 2022. Thank you for listening to today's interview. You can find all the links we mentioned today in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. We'd love your follows, subscribes, and positive reviews. They help us to elevate women's voices everywhere. I invite you to join our community in the Women in Podcasting Facebook group and VIP club at womeninpodcasting.club.